Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Usually in around the next maybe hour and a half or so, the traffic starts to build on the country's biggest motorway. But the M50 is now to become the country's first managed motorway under these new changes that are going to be introduced. We're joined on the line by Sean O'Neill, who is, of course, from Transport Infrastructure Ireland. Sean, thanks for joining us on the show. What is a managed motorway, Sean?
A managed motorway is basically communicating to people in real time, the road user, what speed they need to go, and if an incident happens, what they need to do. So that's really what it is. It's a direct real-time communications tool to the road user. So we ask them to slow down as they approach a potential incident. And the most important part about that is that you're actually going to be asking people to slow down for the people, the men and women that are attending an incident. So as you're trying to save lives or pull someone from a vehicle or a crash, we need to get the existing traffic past that, but they have to go past it in a slower speed and keep everyone safe. That's its primary job. Secondarily, it helps with the M50 becoming more efficient. The M50 carried goods and services last year in the region of 35 billion euros. So you want the M50 to operate and function appropriately because it's the feeder corridor for the entire country. As you know, a vast majority of our imports and exports come in and out of Dublin Port, and they use the M50 then to go throughout the country.
Okay. Go back to the signage part again, or the awareness.
Sure.
Do we not already have that, Sean? Like, usually when you're on the M50, if there's, you know, roadworks up ahead or there's just been an accident and there's, you know, emergency services there at the scene, it already alerts you to that, though.
Well, what we have is a system that tells you kind of almost after the fact. Once it happens, we can tell you in real time. So if you're further south of an incident or further north when you're approaching southbound, depending on where you are on the network, we can tell you in real time. There's data collection points now as part of this new technology, and we're going to get the information in real time, and then it'll put up the signs right then and there to ask you to slow down before you're even near the event. That'll get you past the event, and that's what we really are talking about. If you get an accordion, they call it accordion event, where there's an accident and a car slams into another car, it's not major, but it's two cars banging into each other. That can cause a delay of 2 hours on the M50. And at the peak times, that is a disaster for the country.
Okay.
So that's what we have to manage.
Usually, around the 3 o'clock mark, traffic starts to build on a Friday afternoon on the M50, or certainly pre-COVID. I suppose the big question for anyone sitting in their car today, are you going to have varying speed limits dependent on the different lanes?
No. What's going to happen is you gradually, once this is going to be rolled out in phases. So basically what you're going to have is phase one, junction four, Ballymun to junction six, Castleknock, for example. That's going to happen in approximately 2 weeks. And as you approach an incident within that section, you'll just ask people to slow down, and then it'll maintain them getting past the incident. The second phase is Castleknock to Red Cow, and then Red Cow to Ferhouse, and then Ferhouse to Sandyford, and then all the way from Sandyford to the M11. That'll take approximately an entire year for us to get that all in place. So by quarter one, 2023, the entire M50 corridor will be a managed motorway. And that'll allow people then to really see the benefits directly in their day-to-day commute.
So just to be clear, Sean, so there isn't going to be different speeds. So you have three lanes going one way and three lanes going the northbound way, and the whole lot is going to still stay the same?
No, if you're going northbound, for example, and you have three lanes going northbound, and we ask you to slow down because there's an incident on northbound only, that's where we'd be communicating to drivers. But vice versa, if there's nothing going on the other side, southbound, you're still going at your 100 kilometres per hour.
No discussion around changing the speed limit, no?
No, because what happens is the speed limit right now on the M50 is 100 kilometres. Again, that's primarily because it's such a wide motorway with the intersections, the junctions close to one another. It's not a motorway speed of 120, it's a motorway speed of 100. And then we regulate down from there depending on the incident.
And how are you going to monitor that? I mean, is there going to be further speed cameras or speed checks along it?
Yes. What we're doing as part of this program, there's physical infrastructure that's going to go in place. Currently, there's 75 gantries, these big metal kind of signage systems over the motorways. We're going to be adding 19 for a total of 94. So then we're going to be adding additional 45 cameras, CCTV cameras, on top of the existing system to cover the entire network. And there'll also be 386 additional lane signs being slotted in to those individual gantry systems. So it's really going to be kitted out for real-time communications. And on top of that, you're going to have about 50 VMS signs, variable message signs, which will go and communicate to people a deeper message like accident ahead, please slow down, or fog ahead, please slow down, something like that.
And when is that part of it, or that element, or that phase going to be rolled out, John?
That will be rolled out approximately around phase three, so I would say in about 6 months' time.
So that'll be where you'll get your speeding fine?
Well, what you'll get is, you know, the speeding sign will start asking people to slow down at Castleknock and Ballymun in about 2 weeks' time, if there's any incident. After that, phase two will then take you to the next sections between Junction 6, Castleknock, and Junction 9, Red Cow, and it'll kind of fall in that domino sort of effect where we'll go from one junction to the next to the next. And the program in total will be a year. It'll bring us to quarter one, 2023. Get it all done.
Okay. 1890-453-106 if you want to get in touch with us here on Lunchtime Live. Geraldine Herbert, motoring journalist, is with us on the line. Geraldine, how much is this actually going to affect motorists?
Well, I hope it'll be a positive for motorists, to be honest, Andrea, because, I mean, I've heard a lot of people kind of commenting on this and going, God, we go slow enough on the M50 and now you're going to slow us down even more. The fact of the matter is these speed limits will not be reduced unless there is an issue on the M50 and it's not capable of doing particularly high speeds anyway. I mean, this is the whole point of it. Also, while it might sound counterintuitive, the idea is you can actually handle more traffic volumes at a slower but not at a stop-and-go speed. And it's the idea of smoothing out the traffic that will actually benefit everyone. So I'm hoping, I mean, in fairness, Andrea, anything that helps M50 drivers at the moment, I think, should be welcomed.
So this isn't, because I can see the text coming in already, Geraldine. People thought that maybe, you know, a managed motorway might mean that, that they might be able to get off the M50 a lot quicker, but it's not necessarily going to slow people down.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the big trick to getting drivers to comply with this is that they understand the idea behind it. So I think the RSA have quite a challenge in communicating what can be a kind of, you know, difficult concept. But it is this idea that, you know, speeds will be adjusted to reflect certain conditions. So whether it's fog or ice or rain, you know, if conditions are getting hazardous, or the idea that before traffic volumes build and congestion starts, that you can actually regulate the flow of traffic. So it's not about slowing people down. It's actually about moving them faster, but on a more even basis and a more steady kind of stream through the M50. So it's to the benefit of drivers.
Okay. Stay with us, Geraldine. Fiona's on the line in Wicklow. Fiona, are you a regular M50 user?
Not at the moment, because I have changed. Well, I lost my job and then I changed jobs. So I thankfully, I'm not stuck in it on a regular basis anymore.
I'm sorry to
but I was for a long time.
Yeah.
But it's an absolute shambles. That gentleman that was on was saying that there's no 120 speed limit on the M50.
Yeah.
There is. From Dundrum South is 120. So like they don't even know the speed limit is on the road. It's totally, it's typical of the government that want to walk before they can actually run. If they really actually want to do this properly, they could have practiced years ago on the N11 and made all the green lights the green, so that if you stayed at 40 kilometres an hour that you're supposed to go, that you have green lights all the way into town. Back in the day before there was speed vans, I knew that it was exactly 52 kilometres an hour if I was coming out of town, like when there was no rush air, I'd get all the way out, green lights all the way. So all they actually have to do is change the lights, and they're not doing it. And now they're going to try and do this, and it's just going to confuse everybody. They're just rubbing their hands waiting to get speed fines. Rubbing their hands and counting their pennies.
Is that fair, Geraldine?
To be honest, I don't think so. I think there's two issues here. First of all, the M50 was built originally as a ring road. It was never designed to be a major artery. I mean, the problem is now, if you look at, you know, a typical trip on the M50 now is less than two junctions, and I think it's something like 44% do less than 20 kilometres. People are using the M50, and it's now used in not in the way it was designed to. So there is an issue. It's dealing with far more traffic probably than it can cope with. But that's not what this is about. This is ultimately about safety more than anything, and it's about regulating the traffic. I mean, I think there's something, and Sean would correct me on this, but I think there's something like four different instances a day on the M50. Now, these all cost time, both in terms and money, both in terms of lost time for people who get delayed in these, but also, you know, the cost of accidents themselves. So the idea of variable speed limits is to eliminate or at least reduce those. So there's a lot more to this than just, you know, a money-grabbing exercise. So I think, again, this is what I was saying about it needs, the message is kind of, it's a difficult concept to communicate with drivers, and the RSA will need to do this. But this is not what the point of it is. It's ultimately about safety, and it's ultimately to benefit drivers.
What a waste of money, says this texter. The M50 is fine as it is. It tells you if there's an accident, a complete waste of time. Another listener says, I'd be worried that some drivers will actually ignore the reduced speeds. This listener in 53106, again, more revenue for the government, fines, penalty points, and you still have to pay a toll. It's an absolute joke, according to Paul in Dublin. That's just a flavour, Geraldine, of some of the messages coming in. This texter as well says, I can't help but think that the speed limit will be left at between 60 and 80 during the busy periods, enforced by speeding fines. Nearly everyone's travelling at 120 in the M50 anyway. Will probably end up being quicker to drive through town. There seems to be a difficult job here, Geraldine, convincing motorists today that this is actually going to benefit them.
Yeah, well, I suppose the thing about it is it's new. It's the first time in Ireland and it'll take a while. Having said that as well, it is going to be rolled out. We've yet to see how it will actually work. But I think if people do see a benefit to it, that will change their attitudes. At the moment, as I said, there's I think, a lot of misinformation, and there's this idea that, you know, it'll just be 60 kilometres and somehow this speed limit will then slowly but surely extend throughout most of the day and you'll never get an opportunity to actually drive at the speed limit that's there at the moment. It won't. I mean, this is all about, and also the thing about the moment, as Sean made the point of, they tell you now when there's an accident, but there's no means of trying to deal with it in advance. So, as I said, the point of congestion-related variable speed limits is, as the traffic volumes begin to build, they can deal with it. So it is actually a different approach to speed management. It's a different approach to motorway management than we've had before, and it should make a difference to the M50.
Okay, all right, Geraldine Herbert, motoring journalist, and Fiona and Sean O'Neill as well from Transport Infrastructure Ireland. Thanks a million for getting in touch with us here on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.